This is Chapters and Words, a teen's view of books today. I'm Sarah Silker from Miramichi Valley High School, and the book I am featuring is Angels Watching Over Me by Michael Phelps. In my novel, there are two families, the Claibornes and the Jukes. Each family is very different and live opposite lives. The Claibornes are a wealthy family who own a large plantation in North Carolina. The Jukes, on the other hand, are a family of colored slaves who work for another plantation not far from the Claibornes. The novel is set in the 1860s, right in the middle of the Civil War. Things at both plantations were more difficult since none of the men were around to help. Finally, after many years of battle, the men return home, everything starts to return to normal. Until one morning, outlaw soldiers come to the plantation and murder both families, except for the two youngest daughters, Katie Claiborne and Mayhem Jukes. After the murderers leave, Mayhem flees from Master's plantation until she finds another house, the Claiborne plantation. The two girls meet and realize that they have nobody left and all their loved ones are dead. Mayhem is a very hard worker since she worked in the fields all of her life. She could tell that Katie wasn't a hard worker since her hands were smooth with no blisters. Mayhem decides to stay and help Katie with the plantation, and eventually the two girls become very good friends, although they're different races. They must live a secret life since they cannot let anyone know that two teenage girls are running a plantation all by themselves. I would recommend this book to teenagers or adults. The book again is Angels Watching Over Me by Michael Phelps, and this is Sarah Silker from Miramichi Valley High School for Chapters and Words.